Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcast going out on Saturday night in Christchurch, Sunday afternoon in Capity Coast, Sunday evening in, and any night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz. Program is brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, I hope you can sit back and relax and enjoy some good music. We'll have the latest news from Ireland. Weather is still good over there. Lots of people on holidays. Politicians haven't gone on holidays yet. They have a lot of work to do. And we'll talk more about that later on in the programme tonight. And I've got news on a few things happening here in New Zealand. So welcome along. And hopefully you can stay with me here for the next hour. And first up tonight, I want to farewell a long-time listener who's heading back to Ireland at the weekend on for a holiday. Goes back every year to Cork, Kathleen Lawler. And being from Cork, Kathleen, I thought we'd send you off with a Cork song. So here you are. Brendan Shine, the man from Roscommon. I think he'll be up again singing a Roscommon song for us later, but here he is with The Banks of My Own Lovely Lee.
How oft do my thoughts in their fancy take flight to the home of my childhood away, to the days when each patriot's vision seemed bright, ere I dreamed that those joys should decay. When my heart was as light as the wild winds that blow down the Mardyke through each elm tree, where I sported and played neath the green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely lea, where I sported its golden light over the sea. Oh, the maid with our lover, the wild daisies pressed on the banks of my own lovely lea. Oh, the maid with our lover, the wild daisies pressed banks on my own.
Brendan Shine there on the banks of my own lovely Lee, and that dedication going out especially to Kathleen Lawler, who will be on the banks of her own lovely Lee this time next week, heading away at the weekend. So safe travelling, Kathleen, and no doubt you're looking forward to getting back to see members of your family there, and cheering on Cork, who are still in the hunt for All-Ireland success in both hurling and football. And we'll go through all the sports results from last weekend and the fixtures coming up for this week later on the programme tonight. Well, let's look at the front of the page papers. Today, the Irish Times leads with the headline, Non-Brexit Deal Would See Checks on North Import, says Taoiseach. He's in the UK to vote to extend same-sex marriage and abortion rights to Northern Ireland. HSE stockpiles of out-of-date flu drugs worth $27 million. The weather in Ireland is going to be unsettled with showers, some heavy modern southwesterly winds between 19 and 22 degrees. So that's the Irish Times. Now we'll go to the Irish Independent, and it leads with a heading: Adams interviewed by Garda investigating murder of prison officer, and the family of murdered prison officer Brian Stack are to meet the police commissioner Drew Harris today. Higher taxes for online shoppers in hard Brexit. And the Examiner, used to be the Cork Examiner, now called the Examiner. It leads with a heading: 1 billion plan for Cork draws near. Former Navy officials call for minister to resign. And North closer to marriage equality. And Coveney and officials warn of border checkpoints. So that's the headline. And on the front of the Examiner today, we'll look at some of them stories and other stories throughout the programme here tonight. But it'll be all happening in Galway in a few weeks' time. The Galway races at the end of July. And here's something to whet the appetite for anybody that might be heading over for the races.
As I went down to Galway town to seek for recreation on the 17th of August, me mind being elevated, there was multitudes assembled with their tickets at the station. Me eyes began to dazzle as we're going to see the races. With me whack, fall the do, fall the dithery idle day. There was passengers from Limerick and men from Tipperary, the boys from Connemara and the Clare and married maidens. There were people from Cork City who were loyal, true and faithful. They brought home the Fenian prisoners from dying in foreign nations. With me whack, fall the do, fall the dithery idle day. It's there you'll see the pipers and the fiddlers competing, the nimble foot, the dancers and the tripping over the daisies, the willing cigars and lights and bills of all the races, and the colours of the jockeys and they mounted on their horses. With me whack, fall the do, fall the dithery idle day. There you'll see the jockeys and they mounted out most stately, the blue, the pink, the orange and green, the emblems of our nations. When the bell was rung for starting, all the horses seemed impatient. It seemed they never stood and round, the speed was so amazing. With me whack, fall the do, fall the dithery idle day. There was 500,000 people there of all denominations, the Catholics, the Protestants, the Jews, the Presbyterians. There was yet no animosity, no matter what persuasion, but fortune and hospitality induced some fresh acquaintance. With me whack, fall the do, fall the dithery idle day. And now me throat is dry and I mean to end me song. Success in him, the sport of kings since racing first begun. I've been to all the races and I've seen all the places, but I know that I'll return again to see the Galway races. With me whack, fall the do, fall the dithery idle day.
Yes, Paddy Riley there singing all about the Galway races, and it's a place to be at the end of July, the last few days of July. The race is starting on the 29th, running into early August, and thousands of people attend the races. And if you're heading to Ireland and you're in the West, make sure you go along. You probably won't get accommodation anywhere near Galway because it's always booked out nearly a year in advance, but certainly if you can take a day trip in there to the races and stay in one of the towns on the outskirts of Galway, you'll enjoy it, and hopefully the weather will be good. So if you've tuned in, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, in recent weeks we've brought you news of the story about the number of claims in Ireland that's driving up the cost of insurance premiums, and in fact putting some businesses nearly out of business. And this came to a head a few weeks ago when a backbench TD, Maria Bailey, had put a claim in after she fell off a swing in a hotel before she was elected a TD for Dublin Dunleary constituency a few years ago, and she dropped the claim after it became public knowledge in the week leading up to the European and local elections. Actually, incidentally, her dad, John Bailey, a former Dublin referee, councillor and member, driving force behind the Coola GAA club, he's passed away overnight after a brief illness in his early 70s. So I'm sure Maria will be getting support from her parliamentary colleagues as she deals with the tragic loss of her dad. But anyway, I'm just looking at the Irish Times today. In page 3, where there's details of court cases here, it says Boeing 7 awarded €40,000 after being trapped in a lift for 45 minutes. Girl 8 awarded €35,000 for a school fall. An 8-year-old girl who tripped on a lip in a pavement at her schoolyard, fractured her left forearm, has been awarded €35,000 in the circuit criminal civil court. So these are the type of cases, of course, that have been going on in Ireland. Nothing like that happens here because of ACC. If you fall and get injured, you're covered by ACC. You won't be getting a payout, but you'll be helped out and stuff like that. Right, the other Irish Times big feature here features an interview with the Orange Order Grand Secretary, Mervyn Gibson, at the Museum of the Orange Heritage in Belfast. And, of course, the 12th of July, Friday, is the day that the Orange men go out to march. And this interview in the Irish Times, he said, when you go sort of binary, he says, you can't be Irish and British, that's wrong. You can be both. Oh, there you go. But anyway, I heard him saying that he said the IRA couldn't bomb us out of Northern Ireland, and he said neither will Brexit exit us either. He said, yeah, here we go. We are bullied out of the UK. We're not going to be bribed out either. So the Orange Order's Grand Secretary says talk of a united Ireland is a scare tactic used by politicians. And this man, Gibson, both his parents and grandparents, or his father and grandfather, came from Donegal. But anyway, let's hope that all the parades go off peacefully on Friday. The Donegal or the Tyrone football team on their way back from victory over Cavan in the round robin games on Saturday, they were going through Auchincloy late in the evening when there was a parade, a little orange parade taking place with young kids and pipe bands, and in the bus they started singing Get Out Ye Blackened Hands, and somebody on the bus actually recorded this. It got into the public domain, so Mickey Hart, the Tyrone coach, had to come out and apologise for the actions of one or two players. And of course the march in Auchincloy was taking place after Saturday evening mass to respect the wishes of the Catholic community there. But let's hope that everything goes off well. There'll be big bonfires up there on Thursday night on the eve of the 12th, and plenty of action. Right, on Friday here, the Irish community in Auckland are going together to farewell former president of the Irish club and proud Irish and Wexford man, Sean Dempsey. And Sean passed away on Friday last, the 5th of July. He was aged 89, and he will be missed by his wife, Marie, and their children, Jackie and Wayne, Anne and Doug, Conan and Nikki, Robin and Matthew, and many grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And he's been a life member, and so is Anne, of the Irish community here. So his farewell mass and prayers will be held on Friday morning at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Kirkbride Road, Mangere Bridge, at 11:30 a.m., followed by interment at the local Mangere Lawn Cemetery. So Sean, a proud Irishman, did a lot of work over the years in the Irish community, and will be sadly missed, especially by his family and friends. So Sean, a song, The Boys of Wexford, in your memory, may you rest in peace, and our sympathy, or my sympathy, to indeed all your family.
In comes the captain's daughter, the captain of the oars, saying, brave united Irishmen, we'll ne'er again be foes. £1,000 I'll give to you, and fly from home with me, and dress myself in man's attire, and fight for liberty. We left our cabins, boys. We left with rail to see our friends and neighbors who were at Vinegar Hill. A young man from our ranks, a cannon he let go and slammed it into Lord Mountjoy, a tyrant he laid.
Yes, the Wolf Tones there and the Boys of Wexford, and dedicating that song to the memory of Sean Dempsey, who passed away last Friday, and whose funeral will take place this Friday, the 12th of July, at 11:30 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Kirkbride Road, Mangere Bridge. And I'm sure there'll be a good turnout from the Irish community to farewell Sean. And there was a good turnout from the Irish community last weekend to farewell another son of Ireland. Well, his family came from Ireland, Martin Rogers, who was the caretaker and groundsman at Rosmini College, where I'm involved with. He passed away after a two-year battle with cancer, and he was farewelled last Saturday at from Holy Cross College, Holy Cross Church in Papatoe. He grew up, and his father Matt from Roscommon, and his mum, obviously Matt and Pat, are still alive and living in Pukekohe. And it was good to see so many people from the Irish community there to farewell Marty, and indeed a great turnout from Rosmini College on the North Shore as well. So may both Matt and indeed Sean Dempsey rest in peace, and indeed a number of other people in the Irish community have passed away recently as well. May they also rest in peace. Right, the Irish government, as I said before, to go on holidays, they had a cabinet meeting yesterday, and one of the things they did was to nominate Phil Hogan for a second term as European Commissioner. He's been the Commissioner for Agriculture, and indeed has been to New Zealand on a number of occasions during his tenure over the last 5 years. But it was thought that there might be calls for the government not to reappoint him as a result of the trade negotiations that concluded recently with South American countries that allows 99,000 tonnes of South American beef into the European Union, and some of that could end up in Ireland and have a huge impact on Irish beef farmers. In fact, they're still fighting that part of the agreement, but there'll be other parts of the agreement that will benefit other parts of the Irish workforce, and indeed Irish industries, including the drinks industry, the IT industry, and indeed the dairy industry. But it looks like the government yesterday will continue to go ahead with the nomination for Phil Hogan, a former Fine Gael minister and close ally of Fine Gael, former leader Enda Kenny. And hopefully he will get a senior European Commissioner's job when the jobs are dished out over the next few weeks. There was sadness at the weekend with news that former Taoiseach Brian Cowan, no longer involved in politics, but his brother Barry is still a Fianna Fáil TD for Laois Offaly. Brian was rushed to hospital last Thursday, and no update on his condition the last few days. Touch and go over the weekend, and of course family gathered around to be with him, and many of his former party colleagues joined in wishing him well. But there was some unsavoury comments posted about him on social media, which certainly Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and indeed other ministers came out and condemned, and obviously everybody is hoping that Brian makes a good recovery from his illness that has hospitalised him over the last few days. Right, we'll have a look at the sports news when we come back next. There was a lot on last weekend, and if you're waiting to find out if your county have advanced further in football, you've only got to wait till this song is over by Mary Black and Summer Sent You.
When the morning comes, I gaze on you with desire. When the morning comes, my look will be perfectly plain. When the morning comes, my beloved one, when the morning comes, you'll know that we'll both feel the same. In the afternoon, misgivings will pale into nothing. In the afternoon, we'll know what it is to believe. To leave. Done with time and patience, I moved with the crowd. Lonely in my silence and being without. Then all in one instant, straight out of the blue, out of all its goodness, every time. In the evening time, I love you as much as before.
Mary Black there, and Summer Sent You, and let's hope the summer is going to continue with some good fine weather in Ireland. over the next few months. And if you've tuned in here, you're listening to Ireland Calling. Not quite too warm, but still reasonable weather here this week in Auckland. And I know many people are on holidays as a result of school holidays. Some people are looking for snow in the snow fields areas of New Zealand, but not a lot yet, but it might come next week. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And listening to that song Galway Races earlier reminded me of Hugh Green and all the trips that he made to Ireland. He was in Ireland pretty much in July most years for the last 20 or 30 years, because it he always tied in his trip back home to his native Donegal to attend the Galway races down there, where he met many interesting characters over the years. So again, we thank the Hugh Green Group for their continued support here of Ireland Calling. And Hugh would be very happy, because Donegal are going well this year, and of course, they're Ulster champions, and now they get their next shot of playing Gaelic games this weekend when they have a home game in the first of the Super 8 matches against Meath. But let's go back to last Saturday and Sunday, when the games that were played, these last of the round robin games took place. First of all, Laois travelled down to Cork and they came out second best there. Laois footballers here 115, in fact they played at home 115 to Cork 420. In fact, the game was at Simple Stadium. Right, next, Tyrone, they were playing nearly, it was like an Ulster final against Cavan in Clonus. Cavan done very well earlier this year, but certainly they came second best to Tyrone, 120 to 7 points. So no wonder the boys were excited on the bus on the way home that evening when they started singing rebel songs as the bus was passing through Auchnacloy. Mayo and Galway had to decide, had to travel to Limerick, couldn't agree. Well, according to Galway, they were agreed to toss a coin to play the game either in Galway or Castlebar. Mayo weren't agreeable to that, and they felt that Roscommon wasn't a suitable venue. It could only hold about 19,000. Well, that's as many people that turned up in Limerick to see Galway take on Mayo. And Mayo had a blistering start. They scored 2-2 in the first 5 minutes, and Galway never really recovered, although they did miss a penalty in the second half, and Mayo winning 2-13 to 1-13. So that's the end of the road for Galway footballers. Their hurlers having exited a few weeks ago, but our ladies footballers, they did well and they beat Mayo in a replay, so they will continue. And there's calls now for Galway football manager, who's been in charge for 5 years, Kevin Walsh, to obviously step aside and let somebody else come in. And again, he's probably brought the team as far as he can, and hopefully he can see now that it's time for somebody else. But when you're in these jobs, sometimes you don't go unless you're pushed. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. And finally, Clare, very unlucky. They only lost by a point in Port Laois on Sunday. Clare 118, Meath 216. So coming up now, we've got Super 8s, and in one group, Group A, you've got Donegal and Meath, Kerry and Mayo. Group B, you've got Roscommon and Tyrone and Dublin and Cork. So the first round of games come up this weekend. Donegal take on Meath on the 14th of July, Sunday, at Ballybuffet. Kerry take on Mayo down in Killarney. And don't forget, you can watch these games live from the comfort of your home on your phone or iPad or your computer if you have a subscription to gaago.ie, gaago.ie. So if you haven't signed up before now and you want to see some good games, these will be great games over the next 2 months. And in Group B, Roscommon, they're at home to Tyrone at Hyde Park, and that's on Saturday. And Dublin, they're at home to Cork in Croke Park on Saturday evening, and they will probably obviously be shown, you know, if they're what they're made of. This would be the first big test, because they basically hammered Meath in the all other games, and Dublin heading for an All-Ireland five in a row titles this year. And hurling results last weekend, a huge shock. Dublin, who actually beat my county Galway and knocked Galway out of the Leinster Championships and the round robin, they went down to Port Laois to take on Laois. Laois haven't beat Dublin in a Leinster Championship match or any championship match for about 15 years, and they came through by one goal and 22 points to 23 points. And Cork, they played Westmeath and Mullingar. Very one-sided game. Cork, 1 goal and 40 points to Westmeath's 20 points. So coming up on the 14th of July, which is this weekend, you've got Kilkenny against Cork and Croke Park. These are the quarterfinals. And you've got Tipperary, Laois. And you'd probably expect Tipperary to win that second game. Kilkenny, Cork, that could go either way. And then the winners... there, Limerick will take on the winners of Kilkenny, Cork, and Wexford will take on Tipperary, Laois, and that's on the 27th and 28th of July. So lots of action happening, and as I said, if you want to watch these games in the comfort of your home, log on to gaago.ie. Right, he's back again, this time singing Where the Three Counties Meet. I'll dedicate this to regular listener to Ireland Calling, Jimmy Duffesy. Jimmy, I hope you're keeping well. And here is Brendan Shine, Where the Three Counties Meet.
Oh, how lovely to be on the shores of Loughrea, on a beautiful midsummer's morning, looking over the lake as the water bake by the hills in the county Roscommon. I left from my home in the town of Athlone on my way to the Three Jolly Pigeons. It was near Glasson town, on the road I sat down, I looked over the beautiful Shannon. Loughrea, oh Loughrea, where the three counties meet, Longford, Westmeath and Roscommon. As I strolled down her banks by the heather and peat, they're the memories I've never forgotten. Sad was the day when I went far away to work amongst timber and concrete. I must name me a man or to follow life's span. I forsook the dear place of my homeland. If God grants me grace, I'll return to the place when the sunset of life has come o'er me. Once again on these shores, like a bird my heart soars, as I gazed on the beauty around me. Loughrea, oh Loughrea, where the three counties meet, Longford, Westmeath and Roscommon. As I stroll round her banks, by the heather and peat, they're the memories I've never forgotten. Loughrea, oh Loughrea, where the three counties meet, Longford, Westmeath and Roscommon. As I stroll round her banks by the heather and peat, they're the memories I've never forgotten.
Yes, Brendan Shine, and I always remember him because the very first dance I went to in the Sound of Music Club in Glenamaddy in 1976, it was his band that was playing. And I think about a week later, 2 weeks later, I remember watching the final of the 1500 metres from Montreal when a man with a black singlet and flowing locks of hair from New Zealand beat Ireland's hope, Eamon Coughlan, in the final of the 1500 metres, of course, talking about the great John Walker. So Brendan Shine there singing Where the Three Counties Meet, Longford, Westmeath and Roscommon. So whether you're from Longford or Westmeath or Roscommon, hopefully, and you're listening to the programme tonight, we'll dedicate that song to you and indeed to Roscommon man Jimmy Duffesy and to the family of Martin Rogers, who was laid to rest at the weekend. Martin, only in his mid-50s, passed away after a short battle with cancer, and Martin was the groundsman caretaker at Rosmini College over on the North Shore in Auckland. I'd known Martin for years, lovely, lovely man, and sadly missed by the Rosminian community, but even more sadly missed by his son and daughter, and indeed his mum and dad, and his the rest of his family. And always very proud to fly the Irish flag and the Roscommon flag. Another man that passed away earlier this week was the founder of Penny's, a man that kept a low profile, Arthur Ryan. He was 83, still very involved in the company up to the time of his death. And they just celebrated 50 years in business. They opened the first penny shop in Henry Street in 1969. And they went on to have shops in many countries. I think that a total of about 370 stores in 12 countries, employing about 75,000 people, and great many tributes paid to Arthur Ryan, who made fashion accessible to all, and his legacy looms very, very large. And many tributes paid to him in many of the Irish newspapers over the last few days. We're just going back. If you're from Cork, you might want to know this. The biggest land deal ever went through recently. 47 million land deal paves the way for a near 1 billion Waterford precinct on Cork South Docks, which could sustain thousands of residents and create a new job. So if you know Cork, I'm just looking here, there's Kent Station on one side of the river. You've got the Custom House. You've got 1 Albert Quay, the far side, Kennedy Park, and the Odlums building. So all of that area has been bought by the O'Callaghan Properties Group, and they're planning to do all this building. And I see here the site contains landmarks such as the R&H Hall grain sites. And I remember they were a customer of the Ulster Bank when I used to work there. I remember doing foreign exchange transactions for them. So great news for the people of Cork to see that the city centre is going to get such a huge boost of new buildings and regeneration of the city centre. And nice pictures here of people out enjoying the sun. One of Austin Truss O'Brien from Cove enjoying the sunshine in Gary Vaux in Cork yesterday. Beautiful, sunny, sunshine behind him. Right, let's take another bit of music, and then we'll come back and continue on with a few more bits and pieces of news from the papers in Ireland. And as I said, if you're heading to Ireland in the coming weeks, lots of festivals and events happening, sports, games on, of course, hurling, football, camogie, ladies football, and the Irish rugby team are in camp at the moment preparing for warm-up matches in early August before they head to Japan in mid-September for the Rugby World Cup. And of course we're getting ready for the All Blacks to get into action here on Saturday week when they take on Argentina in the first of the Rugby Championship games. But anyway, this weekend we've got the Netball World Cup starting on Friday. Hopefully you picked up a copy of the Netball magazine last week. And the cricketers, if you're listening tonight on Wednesday in Auckland, they're in action now against India, and they have a tough task if they're to make it to the final. But anyway, here's Luke Kelly and Peggy Gordon.
Deepest ocean.
Yes, Luke Kelly there and Peggy Gordon. And there was two statues unveiled in Luke's honour earlier this year, and one down near Sheriff Street was graffitied about a week ago. But thankfully, the person that created the statue or sculpture managed to get some graffiti, anti-graffiti stuff, and restored the head of, like a big head of Luke Kelly, a concrete edifice, managed to clean it all up. Anyway, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Wherever you listen tonight, you might listen to us in Wellington on a Sunday night, Capity Coast Sunday afternoon, Christchurch on Saturday night, or Auckland on a Wednesday night, or any other night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the world. I'm just reading some of the stuff about the debate that's taking place in Britain at the moment over who's going to take over as leader of the Conservative Party, and obviously Prime Minister, and they had their first televised debate last night. And then, of course, you have Trump reacting to the comments by the US ambassador, or the British ambassador to the US. Somebody leaked his emails back to, obviously, his boss at the weekend to cause damage to him. He's known as obviously not in favour of Britain leaving Brexit. So there's all types of speculations about who released his private. Of course, Trump is now having a go at him. Probably didn't know much about him until this tweet happened, and he's certainly putting the boot in. But Irish Cabinet met yesterday to discuss the implications of a no-deal Brexit, and this is going to have huge implications for Ireland. When we spoke to Minister Heather Humphreys when she was down here for field days a month ago, she said that the European Union is fully behind Ireland, and they have said that there's no way that the deal that was negotiated over 2.5 years with the British government, led by Theresa May, can be renegotiated. But the two guys that are heading to be Prime Minister, more than likely Boris Johnson is going to probably be elected, and he has said that he's willing to walk away with no deal on the 31st of October unless he gets concessions. So the Irish government have to prepare for a worst case scenario, and Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney said a no deal Brexit would be forced on us by the British government, and he says the priority is to protect the integrity of the single market and to guard Ireland's place. Checking goods in designated zones would effectively create a new border, but he's working hard to make sure there's no checks on a border. And then here, Pat Leahy, one of the columnists in the Irish Times, says, as government warns of profound implications, the blame game is already starting. He says the British comment here, say they won't put up a border no matter what. If the Irish and the European Union want one, that's their business. So this is one of the most alarming government documents ever. This is over 100 pages that was produced yesterday. Some of the details had come out before, but, you know, there was a 31st of March deadline. There was lots of unease in the lead up to that, but everybody thought there would be an extension at least for another month or two. There was a 6 months extension, and that's only 110 days away now, according to reports that I was listening to this morning coming in on the radio programme. All right, let's move on here with another piece of music, and this time I think we've got Dermot O'Brien, and Carolyn's going to... Yes, the Chieftains have a nice version of that as well, but that's Dermot O'Brien there, the late Dermot O'Brien, on his piano accordion with Carolyn's Concerto. We've got about 12 minutes to go before the end of the programme. From time to time, I like to look through the Farming Independent, which comes out with the Irish Independent on Tuesday, and yesterday's paper had headlines as follows. Farm leaders reject radical TB proposals, but agreement reached on clearer herd categorisation and more aid for those with chronic disease issues. Dairy farm accident rate has increased by 50%. And it's showtime. It shows Kate Adam and Seamus Fitzpatrick at the Adamstown Show in County Wexford last weekend. What a beautiful looking sheep, and the two children smiling there beside their dad wearing the Wexford colours. Surplus of calves is a potential PR nightmare for our dairy sector. So obviously with the big increase in dairy production over the last 3 years, there's now more people. Obviously calf prices have hit rock bottom this year, and let's hope we don't start the system. In fact, it's written here, Ireland can't afford to allow a bobby calf problem develop as happened in New Zealand with male calves from the herd. There's no evidence of this happening here, but the difficulties experienced this spring by farmers in finding an outlet for Jersey and Jersey Cross bull calves, with some being sold for as little as €5 a head, highlighted the serious situation in Ireland. A nice picture here of Vincent Callaghan from Butler's Bridge, County Cavan, and he's out there with a nice Massey Ferguson, a 425, with an old New Holland baler, ones that we used to have. Probably this baler is probably a good 30 or 40 years old, and he's doing the old small square bales. He took advantage of the sunny weather last weekend to make some bales of hay. Beef farmers protest at the Merckxcoskir slap in the face. This is the agreement between the European Union and the South American countries that's going to allow 99,000 tonnes of South American beef into the European Union. Suckler cowherd won't be reduced, according to Minister Creed. Wanted farmers to grow 5,000 acres of hemp for Westmeath Firm. And that loan-based company is looking for farmers to grow thousands of hectares of hemp. And it produces this cannabis oil, and from hemp is planning significant expansion in Ireland over the next year. So you never know, it might be like the beet industry. You might get a contract to grow this and be guaranteed a price at the end of the year. Forestry can deliver 20% of our climate action targets, according to a report. And what else is happening here? Factories are pocketing €12 a herd from price cuts, claims the IFA. March trade still strong for lambs and ewes despite factory price cuts. It's time to start empowering rather than demonising farmers on agri emissions. Obviously, it's happening here over obviously climate change issues. Spring grazing management is key to cutting farm costs, and it's all about achieving a work-life balance, say award-winning dairy duo. An award-winning family farming couple say balance in life and work is central to their success in and out of the milking parlour. If farming and the life outside the farm doesn't work together, then it doesn't work for us, says Michael Crowley, who told those in attendance at the Chagas Moor Park open day. The husband and wife team farmed together in West Cork. They milk 170 cows with their five children. And in 2016, the Crowleys were named West Cork Dairy Farmers of the Year and won the Carberry Milk Quality Award. So it's a nice picture of them there, and a lovely couple with cows in the back. But they obviously important having a life balance between work and social life as well. And finally, what else has happened here? Dairy farming is at an environmental crossroads. Serious decline in water quality and biodiversity combined with rising emissions pose massive challenges for the dairy industry. And finally, a lovely picture here of Cora Murphy, 3, from Jenkinstown, and her calf is her calf Swift Heath Breeze were winners in the junior class at Killin Hill show down there in Kilkenny. Right, we'll move on with a bit more music and come back, wrap up for another week. This time we have Tommy Fleming singing all about hard times.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears. Sorrow with the poor.
door. Though their voices are merry, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again.
Wonderful song there of Tommy Fleming, and that song recorded in Knock and County Mayo, Hard Times, bringing us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Wherever you listen tonight, I hope you enjoy, if you're on holidays with your children during school term, enjoy the rest of the holidays, and thanks again to the Hugh Green Group for supporting the programme here each week. We'll leave you tonight with a song by Philomena Begley, for all the Tyrone people, a village and County Tyrone. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless.
I was dreaming last night of old Ireland, a place where I once had a home. Not in Dublin, splendor in common.